I'm like, they should have watched this yet.
Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, whenever and wherever you are. This is Brandon for January 17th, live from the Tingus Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas, for Cold Start. He's Tom Manas, the head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Jenkins, and I'm not the head coach of anyone. Let's go. Hey, coach, something's different. You shaved the mustache.
Yeah.
Why? And you decided you want to come home?
Very much so.
Okay. Well, the cold weather has made it here. It's the cold weather in Texas. And coal mining in Greensboro, North Carolina was concerned about you, coach. And wanted to commemorate the Lions did. We'll get to that in just a bit.
Okay.
But for everyone else out there, look, folks, we want to hear from you. Tell us where you are from. If you got a question for Q in front of your comment, Jeremy A. checking in.
James.
James is telling me audio is only going through the speakers and not through the screen. Well, it should be now. Yeah, tell me, Jim. And Texas Pizza House, a little technical advice. I just got myself a little confused. For players, check in with your name, your position, your hometown, and in the chat as well so we know that you're listening. We'd love to see you if you're in Northeast San Antonio. The thing is, a very short drive, I-35 exit. 3009, that's the right one, and I'm getting some telling me the bad sound. No, it's not his fault at all. Let's go ahead and figure out the limits here. Yeah, I bet that was it. Are we there now? We have sound now. Somebody tell me from my audience if you're able to hear it now. There was something I messed up with. I'll be able to get back to the sound. James, sound good? Bad? No, thanks. Wow, this is let's see here. So,
there. All right, how about now? Talk to me, Jim. Talk to me, Jim. We there? Because I got two settings, and I just toggled them. There it is. Thank you, Jay Washington.
Well, hey, I got the burr under my saddle covered.
Yeah, great.
So we're good.
I'll get to hear about that later. So greetings, Gunslinger Posse, whenever and wherever you are. This is branded for, yeah, we did this, January 17th from Matangas. That's Tom. I'm Ralph. All right, we're caught up. Want to hear from you? Yeah, there we go. Jordan saying we're there. Yes. Success has 1,000 fathers. Failure is an orphan. We want to hear from you wherever you are. Let us know where you are. I'd love to see you. Matangas Short Drive up I-35, 3009 left, right at the first light past the Walmart. And you are here at 6044 FM 3009. Well, that was a...
Let's start out with some good news.
All right, yeah. Could use some good news here.
So we did our analytics to find out how the show did last week.
Oh, yeah.
And we should let everybody know that, yes, we are still the number one show in indoor football, but we had over 5,000 views.
5K, baby.
On the show, which is crazy good. And thank you to everybody. And, again, that's because of all of you. Has very little to do with us, and we appreciate it.
Yep, we are definitely trying.
I mean, that puts us like close to what, 16,000 by now? something like that.
Should be. Should be. This is the 12th episode.
Yeah, we're at like 16,000, I think.
And I called it cold start for a couple of reasons. We had the first cold freeze here in town. We're introducing three individuals, so it's a cold start to our fan base. People should know about a couple of these names, at least, if the one for sure.
Right. A couple of young'uns and one solid vet for sure.
Juan Hernandez saying, Large Marge checking in. And Jim Renier takes the blame. He says the problem with the technical was due to him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. I don't think I'm going to be able to get around that one.
Nope.
But we can get out of this one. We'll get out of our opening segment here and get into the first quarter. You are watching Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria. Stick around for more. Just getting the irons hot.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matanga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas roll. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had the name of pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matanga's near you.
Don't get left in the dark again. John Wayne has a full warehouse of standby generators ready for immediate installation. We'll keep the lights on. We'll keep your appliances running, even if you lose power.
Call or text John Wayne today and don't pay anything until October 2024.
Spreester, Jimenez, Kasky, Ramirez.
Cars ramming into DPS troopers.
I do the behind the kitchen door.
Hear about the video of your DWI arrest.
Expect more at 10.
And on the night beat.
Nice. On the night beat.
The night beat. 2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
And welcome back to the first quarter. Ralph Judkins along with Tom Manas, Jim Renier giving us a weather update from Jacksonville. Yeah, but we're not in Jacksonville. Okay.
No, but he said it's, what, 20?
Yeah, he said, well, it's going to be 20 tonight. It's 32 degrees right now.
We're a balmy 47.
Yeah, after being quite cold. This was the beginning of the first hard freeze of the year here in South Texas. And as I mentioned in the opening, when you could hear me, a friend of mine from Greensboro, Mike Knowles, was concerned about you, Coach. And in honor of the Lions' victory, he sent along a set of actual NFL-branded merchandise utility gloves, not quite receiver's gloves, but utility gloves.
No, these are
great.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. These will go in a prominent place, trust me, with the other Lions memorabilia.
Oh, there's all kinds of Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you wanted to make sure that it wasn't cold. You weren't cold. And he's
probably wear them.
He's another Michigander. So wanted to definitely say hi. Tina Myers Haddad checking in, saying hi, guys. Hi to
Hello.
You, team mom.
Okay, so let's get into
the Lions.
The Lions, I mean, come
two
on.
Two of the three teams around Lake Erie won in the first round.
Well, I don't care about the other two, but
well, Sam does. One of them.
Well, Buffalo.
Right.
He called me. Well, I think I called him during the game, and he was giving me a play-by-play. he absolutely loves his Bills, you know, and that's great. You know, I'm just thrilled for the Lions. I mean, 30-some-odd years. It was great watching the fans at Ford Field. I mean, they were there an hour and a half before the game started in their seats. Very excited about everything. So couldn't be happier for him. anxious to see how they do this week. That's going to be a very, very tough game. But, hey, man, bite them in the kneecaps, right? That's what he says.
RJ Roundtree checking in from Maryland.
RJ.
And Mark Yamaguchi also from Houston, our second Houstonite, a regular flyer on the show.
Yeah.
So this week in Gunslinger News, what are the developments down in Gunslinger Nation? An actual place, not a phrase, folks.
The subfloor for the turf was poured. The turf will probably be rolled out in the next couple of days. The field will be set. I understand today they started with the infrastructure, locker rooms, and all that. And Don Rackler came by, and when we were talking, I said, how long do you think this? I'll have it all done in 5-6 weeks. He said, you know, by the end of February, it'll be ready to go. And if he says it, I believe it.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Rob Meyer checking in from Austin. So field, and you said something about pictures. There were going to be pictures.
Once we have, I feel comfortable that we have enough to show it in the way we wanted to present it. I don't want to show it while it's under construction necessarily, but when there's parts of it that are completed, we'll be starting to post that and get things rolling, get fans excited. And then I'm guessing probably around March 14th, 15th, we'll give the address out.
Right. And so people can actually know it's no longer an undisclosed location.
And they can start
point.
Coming by. So.
Yvonne Caldwell says he tapped in.
Jimmy, look behind you.
Guns up.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, what's going on over there?
No, nothing. It's all right. We don't need to show anything.
Oh, okay.
You and
okay.
Your buttons.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the fun part. Michael Wayne Davis asking if we'll be posting some training video. He wants to see the training facility. And I think Coach pretty much just answered that question.
Same thing. Yeah.
And Coach doesn't hold the camera, but we'll get the guys that do hold the cameras out there. Samantha Whitehead saying nice. And Michael Wayne Davis asked the question we did answer last week and a couple other times, wanting to know if local fans can go and see the practice.
Yes. Unless we post 24 hours ahead of time that it's going to be a closed practice, then we're not going to let anyone through the gate that day.
Wow. The team actually gives notice. Did you?
Yeah.
There was something you wanted to go back to? You were gesturing that I missed?
Let me see. What was
Samantha Whitehead?
Oh, we had a young lady post on her Facebook page when we talked about the show coming up this week. I think she posted on Monday. And she said, wow, it's way out there, meaning that it must be a little bit of a drive for her. And someone replied, oh, it's not that far. It's great. You know, come in. And she said, well, I don't have a car. This is for you. Take an Uber next week, and I'll pay for your round trip so you can come to a show.
And you know who you are.
Okay? And you know who you are. Just reach out. I'm easy to find. Ralph put my stuff all over the internet.
Once.
Okay. Yeah.
How's that spam filter holding up?
Yeah. It's full. Yeah, for sure.
Olga Lizette Rodriguez saying hello from Laredo.
Oh.
She now is the furthest in Texas checking in with us.
And that's Olga?
Olga Lizette Rodriguez.
Nice. Thank you, Olga. Appreciate that. Yeah. All right. Let's move forward.
More
enough
sports
of these people
news.
For a minute.
So you still have a job this week, but there's other head coaches at the higher level and adjacent level, as it were, with D1 that are changing their positions. The coach carousel is in full effect. Saban, Belichick, Pete Carroll,
all three
on the move.
Unbelievable coaches with great tenure and success.
Who you want to talk about first?
Well, Pete Carroll probably first. Just get him out of the way. You know, what a vibrant – I think he's like 75. He's something like that. And he just, you know, every day, and he's running up and down the sidelines at practice. He does wind sprints. He's got a lot of life in him. I hope – from what I heard, he's staying with the organization in a front office role. So – he's going to be a Seahawk still. As far as Coach Saban goes, I think Coach Saban, my personal opinion, I think the NIL stuff, I think the fact that he's in his 70s now, 72, I think. Vibrant guy. I mean, he's like he drinks from the fountain of youth every day. I mean, he looks great. You know, is Miss Terry and him have been together 50 years. They're madly in love and just a great, great. Oh, you want to hear what he said at one of his press conferences? Just fans might find this interesting. So he got a notice that they were having a high school reunion. And he was trying to ask out Miss Terry since seventh grade. And she gave him no. And there was a guy that she was dating during that time that I forget what his name was. We'll just call him Bob.
Right, Bob.
And so Bob and her were dating. And then finally, Nick got his opportunity and they got together like in 10th grade or something like that. And they've been together ever since. So he heard that Bob, because when Nick was growing up, his dad owned a gas station and Nick worked at the service station every day. And he thought that that's why Miss Terry, who was a city girl, didn't want to date a gas station guy. Well, what ends up happening is he finds out that Bob, now this big successful guy that owns a gas station in their hometown.
Aw.
So Nick goes, well, I'm not going to lose this opportunity. I'm going back to the reunion now. So they go back to the reunion and he makes sure he drives by that gas station. And he says to Miss Terry, he says, and I don't do this justice the way he does it, but he says, see, Bob, me, you know, aren't you glad you made the right choice? What do you think of where we're at? Whatever. And he said, aren't you glad that you don't own you're not with the guy who owns a gas station? And she said, oh, if I'd have stayed with him, he'd be the head coach at Alabama. So, you know, she was definitely pulling the strings. So.
Oh, that gives me a chance to talk about a brand new product just came out, the branded cowbell. And I was wondering where my merchandise guy was because I thought he was going to, well, let's hear you. Let's hear it. There we go.
That's my bell. I'm taking that one home.
We're going to raffle some of those off. Cool. Another reason you need to be here
right
for branded.
Hey, save one of those so we can mail it out for the coach's question too. Okay. And I know Jordan's going to do a branded shirt.
Yeah, he said that last show.
So that'll be fun too. Maybe we can bring those and give those away.
That'd be fun. And he said it would be a show exclusive. You wouldn't be able to get them. Mark Yamaguchi saying he likes the Gunslinger polo that you're wearing.
Oh,
because it's very classy.
Yeah, just a pullover.
Alex McSwain, who is, I believe, here tonight, saying, do you think season ticket members could get a behind-the-scenes facility tour one day? I thought we'd promise that we would be doing events with our season ticket holders.
Season ticket holders, I could see that happening. You know, general admission, people just coming to practice, probably not. Because, we'd have to pick a day where the team's not going to be in there and, you know, or we're not going to be having meetings or something.
Not that kind of tour.
Maybe during a bye week or something, we could do a tour of the infrastructure. But again, you know, I'm hoping our fans are really educated, smart football fans, and they understand when to take pictures, when to film, when not to film, when not to do things, because there are things that we want to keep in-house to a certain degree, but openly share as much as we can with the public, you know. So,
well, before we end the first quarter, because I did get sidetracked by the people, Bill Belichick.
Oh, you know, people hating on him now, but when he signs with either Atlanta or Dallas, a team with a quarterback and talent and stuff, he only needs like what, 14 more games and he passes Shula.
Yeah.
He's going to pass Shula. We'll just say that. And he's going to end up being the all time, you know, winningest coach in the NFL. And, he deserves it. He deserves it. He's given his life to the game. So I wish him nothing but the best.
Heidi Ludwig Higgins saying she can't wait for the season to get started. And I've got three guys that can't wait to get on the show here. When we come back, our cold start, we'll begin the cold start for two of our players, Vincent Vinny Gregory and Quante Battle. When we return, stick around.
Who are those guys?
Rookies. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, but that was the point. That's always cold start, is they're getting a start here on media, and we're starting.
Did we
cold.
Sign those guys?
I think we have, right. But it doesn't really matter until
I can see him in the green room just cussing me out right now. Yeah. I think one of them gave me the finger.
What? No, squint division. Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a moment with the second quarter. You are watching Branded live from Matenga's Pizzeria.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72, plus get no interest and no payments for 12 months. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
Over here. And welcome back to Branded.
You might have to pick him up.
And live on camera too, getting picked up. That's River, and he won. River Colon, he won himself. Yeah, you got it, a cowbell.
There you
go. Congratulations to River as we bring on to the show our first guest of the night. That would be Vincent Gregory. Vincent, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Doing great.
What's your hat? New York? Is that a New York hat?
Yeah, I'm not really a big Yankees fan, though.
Yeah, I see that. I got so much ammo on you today. I had about a 20-minute conversation with Castronova. I can't wait for you to start talking. So let me explain something about Vinny. Vinny is the Edelman to our Castronova Brady. Okay? They're like...
He's nodding. He agrees.
Yeah, they're like connected, right? And they work out together up in Buffalo. Although one of them is an incredible wuss that didn't make the workout today because it was snowing outside. Huh. Can you imagine snow in Buffalo?
Huh, yeah.
You know, where he actually called his partner and said, hey, I'm going to be running a little late. But you know what? I had to turn around and go home because it's snowing.
Oh, because he snowflaked.
Yeah, he snowflaked out.
Mm. Right. Me dad on that. That's wild.
Yeah. See, I know everything. Okay. So you can't get away with anything. Okay. Yeah. So, first of all, I want to get the other thing out of the way.
Right.
Because this was the thing. You know, you're coming to Texas, right?
So,
Vinny? Okay. Yes. And you know what Texas is very known for, right? It's cattle, right? Cows, stuff, right? Okay. And what do cows have when they have a baby? What is that called?
Sam told you to ask me these type of questions.
So they're called calves.
Okay. Oh, I know.
And the funny thing is Vinny has two different size calves.
Right? You guys were talking and for too just, long today.
It just came out.
It was all a big setup.
Apparently, there's a story with the two-sized calves that you have.
You might want to spit it out now, Vinny, because...
Because I got way more.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Even it out, you know what I mean? They're getting there. That's all I got to say.
So how did you get two different sized calves?
So when I was two, my brother and all of them were jumping from the stairs to the couch. But there was a little gap between it. And I jumped and I landed between the gap, leaned forward, and broke my femur. So then when it just messed up my calves. But they evened out. Sam's doing me dirty on that one.
Okay. Well, we got tape measures that we're going to do when you get here just to make sure that you're normal when you try to make the team. I've already told the doctor.
Doing a cast of each of the calves and putting them next to each other.
No, we're just going to have the doctor when he's having his physical done so he can announce the size of his calves.
The difference.
You can't have a calf in Texas.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. I got you.
Let's get to the real questions.
Okay. So I got to ask, Vinny, why do you want to come to San Antonio? Why do you want to come here and play?
Well, I played with Sam in college. He lives right around the corner from me. Like Coach said, we grew up with each other since college. And, I mean, I make a joke about it. I didn't have any bumps in the road until I left Sam after JUCO. So it's just time to reunite with him and get that Edelman-Tom Brady connection going again. And just the way Coach Manas was explaining how, like, we're not the NFL, but he wants us to feel like the NFL. I mean, you got to appreciate that as a player. So, and I love the championship mentality. I mean, all of us, the guys, we're already connecting, acting like we're ready to go to war, win a championship. And I haven't been a part of something that professional yet with my past 2 years in the NFL, which I've loved my past 2 years, but we're on a different type of time this year. I can already tell.
Yeah, I think that hits it right on the head.
The word is elevate is what the president of the club said we're going for. And you answered the question about your pro experience. Where did you play in the IFL? Who'd you play for? Same team, two different teams?
Same team. I was with the Duke City Gladiators in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the past two seasons.
And what was that like?
Different, the Wild West, just like Texas a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gina is a nice lady, and I've talked to her several times and always had great conversations with her. And I just think that you're going to find it a little bit different here. Well, a lot different, but it's good. You got some experience and you have the ability to help some of the other guys with the rules and some things that they're going to be getting used to. So
for sure.
What was your next one you had for him?
Oh, so the calf thing kind of leads into this. What have you been doing to prepare for camp?
Making that other calf the same size.
Yeah. What have you been doing preparing to come in?
A lot of calf raises, but we've been me and Sam are we're in one of the best trainers in Buffalo. We're there 2-3 days a week, and then I'm throwing constantly as much as I can because me and Sam. I'm close with Chad Kelly, our CFL quarterback. We're fortunate enough to get the indoor facility, so we can train whenever we're able to get the time to. So I mean, I'm in the gym 5 days a week and 5-6 days a week, and I'm on the field 3 days a week. So just staying consistent, always putting that work in.
Except today, because it snowed.
I put the work in. I got to the gym, but that lake effect snow is no joke.
Okay. Go ahead.
So what have you been led to expect? What do you expect you're going to see when you arrive here to camp? And basically your expectations coming to San Antonio.
I'm expecting to be around a bunch of ballers. I can already see who we're signing, and I'm looking forward to being around them. And the facility is definitely – I mean, I know we got a couple sneak peeks, but really looking forward to that. It's a class act, real professional, and look forward to meeting all the coaches and just getting on the field. I'm itching. Itching to get out there. And the food. I've seen some videos. It looks like you guys got some good food over there.
Well, I'll tell you what. On Wednesdays, when y'all come up here and eat some pizza, you're going to be thoroughly impressed.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also the barbecue and the Mexican food and the Tex-Mex. And it's just everything is just good. We went to that steakhouse, and I'll tell you what, that was ridiculous. But there's all kinds of great food. And I know when y'all come in, we're going to go out to Don's Ranch the first day y'all get here and check in. And we're going to have a nice meal for you. And then once we do the final roster, we'll have a welcome dinner for the guys that are going to be with us this year. And we'll do that upright too. So, yeah, food's not a problem here.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm just worried about Sam when it comes to food. I talked to him about that today. No dad bods. He can't come in with a dad bod.
He's telling you stuff. I got about me. I got to start telling you stuff about him.
Well, here's your chance.
No. I got stuff on Sam. I just keep it in my back pocket.
Sure.
He's got an excuse. He's making babies. So,
Vincent, you have to do some research on something called a breakfast taco. I know those two words don't normally come together.
Oh, that's all you eat.
For a Yankee. I'm a damn Yankee. I came here and I stayed. I'm from a state slightly to the east and north of you, a place called Maine, although I don't sound like it anymore. But, yeah, breakfast tacos. You're going to have to research that, find that.
Yeah,
you already know what that is, and you're going to get asked by somebody what your favorite breakfast taco is. So you need
but
to
see,
prep,
that's
to
the thing,
that
though,
answer.
Vinny. You won't go to a restaurant anymore and go, oh, give me French toast. No, you'll say, give me three of those breakfast tacos.
Yeah, because there'll be a special on that, not the French toast.
Yeah. No, but they're just good. You know,
the breakfast sandwiches. I'm sure I love it.
And sweet tea. I'll tell you what. Yeah. That's my kryptonite. I could drink gallons of that stuff. So, yeah, it's you're not going to. The culture here is great, and the people are fantastic, and you're going to love it once you get down here. So, and I think by the time you get down here, I checked the temperatures in mid-70s to 80s in March, like mid-70s,
yes,
80s.
But it will warm up very, very, very quickly.
Right, and then, you know, so it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, so, I'm looking forward to it.
Did you have anything else for Vinny?
Well, we already knew the question that he was expecting to ask. Vincent, tell our audience here, tell Gunslinger Nation assembled here at Matangas and probably about 5,000 people who are going to watch this in total, something about you that nobody else knows.
Yep.
We're all ears.
Sam stole it.
The cat. All right, I'll let you away with that one. That was a good one. No, that's great. And like I said, he's Edelman, Brady, you got Gregory, and you got Castanova now. So
I appreciate that.
Let's see how that pans out in camp, well, right? So
yes, sir.
Hopefully, yep. Well, thanks for being on. We appreciate it. And you got anything you want to close with? You want to say hi to anybody before we go?
Just want to shout out the family, mom, pops, Tim, and my brother. And I appreciate you guys having me. And I can't wait to get to camp and go ball out.
And we'll see you in about, 50 some odd days now, right?
Cool. So 25 days. Get there.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Take care. Have a good night. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you.
Vincent Gregory.
He's a cool kid. He's
sounds definitely like a good kid here.
He almost sounds like he's from the Bronx. Though.
Ish. Yeah.
Not Buffalo. You know?
Chris Vias saying, what's up, coach? Me from Mass.
There you go.
The nightmare will be true here soon. Go Pirates. Yeah.
Yeah, the nightmare's right.
Mark Yamaguchi saying, how about a fish fry? I supply the fish and do the frying. Offshore fish?
Yes, please.
Okay. You got the word, Mark. Yes.
100%, Mark. And I'm still coming out fishing.
Oh, and we definitely had Chris checking in saying, Vinny is from Massachusetts. And that would make him a hometown hero, according to Chris Vosh. All right,
stay in your lane. Okay, here we go.
We ready to get to our next guest?
Sure.
A defensive back.
One of my guys.
All right. There he is.
How you doing, Mr. Battle?
How you doing, Coach? How you feeling?
He just goes by Battle. So how are you?
I'm doing real good.
I call my wife Miss Susan, so I can call him Mr. Battle.
Yeah.
How y'all feeling today?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in Winston-Salem right now.
Winston-Salem. You know, that's one place I've never been. Yeah. Isn't that where they did the witch trials?
No. That's Salem, Massachusetts. Winston-Salem is in the Carolinas.
Oh, that's the tobacco capital.
Right.
Right?
I just moved here about 2 months ago. I'm new to
everything. Oh, so you don't know nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
You know where the grocery store is and the bank. I got you.
I know Walmart is and my home.
See, there you go.
You know all you need to know.
There you go.
You know all.
Trust me, I'm doing the same thing here. I'm getting used to everything. So
Dante Eldridge saying he's tuned in.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
So let's start out talking some questions for him.
Okay, so Quante, well, it is Quante Battle, yes?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Did I say it right? Okay, good. As long as I got it right, because I know I want to be saying that.
I'll call him Q when he does something good, and I'll call him Battle when he screws up.
I let it battle anyway, so.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so why did you want to come and play in San Antonio?
Well, first, I already know about Coach Tom. I mean, you know, everybody know about his resume and everything like that. Then you see the roster. I mean, you want to be around that type of talent, compete every day against the best. I feel like we have the best. So going against that every day in practice, it's not going to do nothing to get us better. And like Coach said, we're going to treat this like the NFL, and that's something you want to hear from your head coach. You see how hard he goes for us, so you want to go hard for him. So that's pretty much why I wanted to come to San Antonio and press. He grabbed a couple guys from my alumni, so
yep.
It was only right.
We're bringing in the circle, right? Mm. So when we started talking, like I said, we always talk about character. I think we spent like an hour on the phone, right, the first time?
Yep,
like an hour. We're just talking football, talking life, talking whatever. And I'm always trying to, you know, hear what they have to say, hear what they're talking about. Money never came up. Contract never came up. Championship came up a lot. Players came up a lot. Unselfish things came up a lot. You want to know character guys? There's a character guy, right? Sure. I mean, that is a guy that, you know, just wants an opportunity to be surrounded by people like himself. And that's the key. You know, everyone says, what's the formula? He's the formula. You bring in 25 guys just like him.
Yes, sir.
And that's how you create a football team. So, yeah.
I appreciate that a lot, Coach.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to lie for you. I'm going to always tell you the truth, right? And you merit all that. So what else you got there, Ralph?
Well, we're going to segue to what you were talking about just a moment ago. Professional playing experience.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Last season, I played in LFA in Mexico for the Gallos Negros. Before that, I played for Wyoming Mustangs and spent a little time in Duke City before that.
So, okay, I get the Wyoming Mustangs, that level, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying that level.
Yeah.
And then I get the – what was the other one? The Duke City, already know about Duke City, right? No, listen, I like Gina. I'm not going to beat on her.
Lovely lady.
Yeah. And tell me about the Mexico thing, the Mexican league that you played in.
How was that? Gallos Negros.
It was a great experience. It was definitely a great experience. They treat that like the NFL over there. The fans is crazy. You can't go to the store without signing an autograph. My Spanish wasn't too good, but I had a translator for the most part. But football is kind of just getting to the level where it need to be over there. Like in America, it's still, you know how it is in America. We already know football, but they're still trying to learn the basics, the fundamentals, actually find out like why you're running cover three, why you're running cover two, things like that. Oh, I mean, over there, though, you really have to be humble, though. That's one thing I know. I had to really be humble. Just let the coaches coach, play on Saturdays.
I think you're going to find that same mentality here is that a lot of people here think they've seen indoor football,
mm-hmm.
but really haven't seen indoor football the way we're going to play it, right?
Yes,
so, well, this is a new organization. The organization is relatively young.
Right.
And so, and we've had.
We just do it different. I mean, I think we just do it different.
Oh, this is definitely going to be different.
Right. And in the sense that the community is going to embrace you. I tell you players the same thing all the time. work on your brand, get on your social media, be positive. You know, sir. If you're going to put a clip up, don't put rap that's got something nefarious in it. If you want to play music, play a neutral song, you know, mm-hmm. that everyone can be happy with. And if you want to, you know, if you want to reach out to the community and say thank you, sometimes that's enough. It doesn't always have to be a highlight reel, you know. Mm-hmm. And every time you go get something to eat, take a selfie where you're eating and show some love. And, you know, our sponsors and everybody else. Where you guys are staying this year, it's beautiful. And, you know, like I said, you're going to have breakfast at the hotel every morning, dinner at the hotel every night, catered lunch to the practice facility after practice every day before meetings. All that kind of thing is where you're going to have a lot of fans coming to practice. And you're going to have an opportunity for 10, 15 minutes after practice to take pictures with fans and see kids and, you know, all that good stuff. And I always tell the guys, just don't give away too much of your equipment.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as that goes, no, you guys will have fun and really enjoy it. So what else do you have, Ralph?
Expectations. What are your expectations about coming to San Antonio?
Really just to be 1-0 every week, starting with camp, just competing every day, just every day finish 1-0. That's the mindset. Go do 1-0 every week. We'll be able to handle everything. The rest, just listen to coach, listen to everything he tells us. The vets. I really want to give a shout out to one of the vets, Jeff. He's been getting us together like every week, once a week. We might Zoom, start film. We've been doing that.
Who's been doing that?
Jeff. He just commented.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff Jackham.
Yeah.
I mean, big shout out to him. He stays on us and everything like that. So,
yeah. I think that, you know, we put together a group chat, a private group chat for the players that they just have for themselves. Then we put one where I got the coaches on, and, you know, that way, if I need to get information to the guys, they can get a instant message rather than them having to, you know, us having to text or call guys. But,
Zach,
from what I hear, yeah, from what I hear is you guys are communicating a lot on,
yeah,
on
weekly.
That was breaking news to coach right here.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Really, we've been talking.
I knew that they were. Yeah, they're different groups. I know Coach McKinney had you guys on some Zooms and some stuff too, watching some film and getting some coverages down and doing that. And probably around February 1st, it's going to become pretty regimented how we're going to do the Zooms and get guys communicating even more. But at the end of the day, man, it's see ball, get ball, tackle, block. Yeah. You know, it's not a complicated game. It's really not. We make it way more complicated so we look important, but it's not. You just go be an animal and do your thing, you know.
Yeah, so we definitely building a camaraderie early, though. It's good just to talk to the guys once a week, may see their face. Just getting familiar
That's
with faces.
That's the best part of it.
Yeah, we're going to have a great season, especially winning games, too.
Yeah, you don't want the first time you see your teammates in the shower. You want to at least know who you're talking to first. Yeah, so, no, I get it. What else you got?
Well, so you know, you told us what you expect when you come down here. What are you doing to get ready to come down here? What's your camp prep workout looking like?
Well, like I said, I just moved here to Winston-Salem. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Moved down here to Winston-Salem just to focus on training. One of my old coaches from Wyoming actually moved here to Winston-Salem. And he just was like, it would be a good idea if I came down to Winston-Salem and just train. So I trained not too far from Wake Forest University at F45 training. My trainer, Kyle, and that's my trainer. I go there 5 days a week, hit the field about 3 days a week. Have a big half of a field in my backyard, believe it or not. So I do a lot of speed work, hip mobilities, things like that here. So definitely ready for the season.
Good, good, good. Yeah, the better shape you come in. I tell these guys all the time, I do not want to spend camp getting them in shape.
That's the worst part.
No, I mean, I don't want to run guys that much. Listen, if you come in shape, then we don't have to spend time getting in shape.
Yes,
and that's just time that we could spend working on plays and meeting rooms and all the other stuff. So come in shape. I'll say it again for all those that are listening. You know, that's the best way to get your ass cut too.
A lot of people don't know how much shit you really got to be in for indoor football.
Oh, it's you know, I was just explaining to a little girl over here. She said, "Well, what's football like?" And I said, "Well, you know, if football and NASCAR had a baby, it'd be indoor football."
No, really,
mm-hmm. Because it's 200 miles an hour. You're inches apart. You got a wall that never loses. The wall's undefeated, right? So it's all that kind of stuff. And DBs, I tell them this every year too, is that you're never going to be faster than a football. So you always have to have body position. You always have to be in the right spot at the right time, because you're not going to beat a Sam Castronova pass.
No.
You're not going to beat it. So if you're not doing your assignment, so it's assignment-driven football, and then it's reaction, you know. So, no, he's got it down. If he's getting in shape like that, doing 5 days a week, he'll be ready. So, no doubt.
Yeah, got to be.
What else we got? Anything?
Well, we talked about camp preparation. So, what is it? What is something no one knows about you?
There you go.
I'm really a basketball player. I'm really a basketball player. If you really want to be. I know it's only 15 people on the NBA team. It's like 90 people on the NFL team, so that's why I stuck with football. But I'm really a basketball player.
Yeah,
probably the best basketball player on our roster, Coach.
Well, we're going to see, because we have a basketball. We're putting up a basketball area at the facility.
So. They might as well just keep me away from there, Coach. Our team
all
is
right,
going to hate me.
All right. We'll see. So we're never going to hear the words "I got next" after that first time, is what you're saying.
No, we're not losing.
I've coached, I forget his name, but when I was in Canada, I coached a DB that won the NCAA slam dunk contest. One of my DBs did. And so we got on a basketball court one day. We were all playing, and yeah, it was different because he was like 6 feet tall, mm-hmm. and he won the slam dunk contest.
Right.
Yeah, it was different. He was different. So I don't doubt anybody can play when they say they can play. And especially when they talk smack like that.
Well, Dante Eldridge is already throwing smack, inviting a little one-on-one action.
No, because I don't want him in the lane with Dante.
It got to be at the camp, man. It got to be at the camp.
Yeah, right.
Jeff saying he's dunking on whoever.
Yeah,
I'm getting a feeling that the lottery that he was talking about. These guys are coming quick with a comment.
I know.
Of course, you got to believe it or not. We like brothers already, man. Everybody.
I know. Well, I want y'all to love each other. So that's good, because like I always say, you can quit on a teammate. You never quit on family. So. That's the thing, is that the sooner and the quicker they get to.
Dante says he's not going in the lane. He's just going to shoot.
Yeah. Okay. Because you're lazy. Okay. So, anyway, so that's it, right? Do you want to give a shout out to anybody before you go?
Yeah, definitely.
First and foremost, I want to thank God more than anything.
Amen.
Without him, we wouldn't even be here. Thank my mom. The whole team, whole San Antonio, I want to thank you guys for having me, Coach. I want to thank you for believing in me, giving me an opportunity to prove myself again.
My pleasure.
And I want to thank the whole San Antonio Gunslinger fan base. Thanks for having me. I'm going to give you a lot of things to remember this season.
Let them hear it.
They're all clapping right now for you.
Love you all.
Okay, great.
Actually, what I should do is quickly show the crowd. Hey, crowd, they can see you.
Now you can do
it. Say hi to Quante Battle.
There you go. Well, great. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
All right, that was Quante Battle here on Branded, and that'll get us into the third quarter. Our third guest coming up here when we return, and a little bit more heading back to Rules School. You are watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Batangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had the name of pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Batangas near you.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72, plus get no interest and no payments for 12 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
Welcome back to Matenga's Pizzeria here for our third quarter.
Hey,
we've got a bit of controversy here.
So we're giving away raffle prizes, and our head of merchandising is sitting at a table with some family, and every person at their table has won a prize. Oh, wait.
That's not suspicious at all.
Oh, no. Don't let her. She won that. We'll get her another one. Okay.
All right. So back to us here. Sure.
All right.
Back to us here. Yeah, we are going to be doing a rule segment. Michael Wayne Davis says we're going to educate some people new, but I've got somebody who's been waiting very, very patiently this whole time. It's time to bring to the stage a face and a name that if you were following NAL football,
just
and other football,
just football
in general,
right.
You should know who this guy is. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nyquan Murray. Let's hear it from Matenga for Nyquan Murray. Hey, those cowbells you won. This is the time.
What's going on, Coach?
How are you, buddy? Good seeing you.
How y'all doing?
Doing great. Good. Welcome to Brandon.
Yeah. So, you know, the premier signing right there.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, one of the ones that
– That was one of those names. Boom. I saw that. It's like, what? We got who?
Well, I didn't say anything when we talked, and I didn't say anything to anybody. And then when it got announced, my phone would stop ringing. And,
yeah.
How'd you get him?
Right.
I said, what do you mean? We're related.
What?
GB, what to do?
You never met Nyquan Manas?
No, I never met him. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the year we may have to adopt him.
Right,
keep him around. So,
well, you've already got a coach you've adopted as well.
Yeah, yeah, Jay Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, where are we at? First of all, where are you at right now? You're in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I live in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Just cold down there, huh? Tampa. Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Yeah. What were you doing? You had the flag football.
Yeah, tournament? Flag football national championship.
Yeah, he won it.
Yeah, I won two championships, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, we were making a joke today when we were talking, him and I, on the phone, and I said, yeah, how'd Zach do? Because Zach went down for that. He goes, I don't think he won anything. And I said, yeah, the only way that kid's going to win a ring is if he hangs out with us. And I always tease Zach because I love
man.
Zach. But the thing is like, Zach, good Zach, Lord.
Zach's all in the comments. I'm just waiting for his reply so I queue it up.
Come on, Zach.
Yeah, DJ Myers, yeah. Coach was tired of playing against us. Nooney, so he had to come get us.
Yeah. Who said that? DJ?
Yeah, yeah. I'll
put yeah, it, okay, I'll put DJ. It back on who the was screen. The one hugging me after the championship game going?
Yeah. Oh, y'all got okay. jokes. Y'all got jokes tonight.
Oh, we got jokes. Oh, we got ammunition, is what we got.
That's right.
Because you guys are smart. We gotta have be loaded before we get on this thing. So go ahead, Ralph. I'll let you start with your Q&A.
Okay, so the basic Q&A, why, I think we've already figured this one out. Why come to San Antonio?
I mean, after having a conversation with Coach Minaz and talking to him for a while, sounds like he have something going good in San Antonio, and a program is going in the right direction. And after playing San Antonio the last couple of years, they have an amazing fan base, you know, a nice city. And I think it'll be best fit for me to go down there and play with all that talent Coach got on the team.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that these guys are smart too, in the sense that it's way better being an all-star on an all-star team than an all-star on a crappy team
by yourself.
Right, because it doesn't matter what you do as a one. As good as he is, you need those other seven guys on the field with you. You know, that give you that chance. And I always say to receivers, you want to run that deep post, you better have a good offensive line. Has very little to do with anybody else. You know, Sam will get you the ball, of course, but if Sam don't have the time, it don't matter. Got the best offensive line. Now, you got DJ next to you, right? And you got our guy here. I can't believe I just had a brain fart.
Kali Rashad.
You got Kali. You got those guys. So Rashad, you got Rashad. You got, let's imagine you got DJ, Rashad, and you know, Murray on the field at the same time.
Right? Who are you? Can't double team any of those guys. Who are you going to cover? And who is the poor SOB who gets to draw man every single time against one of them?
Oh, we'll never see man.
We'll never see man.
We're going to get zoned like crazy, which would be a blast because we kill it.
It'll be a blast.
Right. But that's what I was getting at. Great talent like he has. It only applies if you have great talent around you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, that's when you really shine, you know. You really shine. What was your next one there?
Well, Zach had to break in. He said Coach was tired of game planning against him and DJ.
Well, we knew with Zach, all we had to do was run at him. And DJ, you know, we could man him, no problem. So we were okay. I'm just kidding. But no, it's just, hey, look, I'm a smart enough older coach to know to bring those guys over here, okay? Because they're right. Life is much better with them on your side. So I fully agree, 100%.
Leo Lamas from the Smoking Gun saying Mr. Castronova is going to have so many options. DJ Myers, in response to what you said, Coach, So let's get back to Mr. Murray, who's actually on the screen and not so much time with the peanut gallery. Obviously, you're new to San Antonio. And San Antonio, as far as this team and where you're coming from, relatively new to appreciating indoor football. So for everyone out there, which is a lot of people, I have to say, Naquan, tell us about your professional experience and your professional playing experience, because you've got some titles that you've earned. So go ahead, take it away. San Antonio, meet Mr. Naquan Murray.
I mean, it's been a long, long journey, and it's still going. I played at Florida State, of course you guys know. Played 4 years there. After college, went and played in Seattle with the Seahawks for a couple games. Then the next year I went to Canada and played with Toronto. And the last 2 years I've been playing in the NAL. The first year with the Sharks, Jacksonville Sharks, and last year with the Carolina Cobras.
Yep.
So it's been a long journey. And now I'm with San Antonio.
Between Myers and Murray, those were names I did not want to call in my broadcast, because it usually meant there were 6 points going on the board or a big gash or a first down pickup. So I'm really glad. I'll be much happier to say your name this year than I have been in the previous year for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's gonna be a fun season. What did you know? Hey, you were out of college by the time the NIL came in, right?
Oh yeah, coach. If I was in college when the NIL was in,
you're like me.
Oh my gosh,
I know, right? How much money did we lose, right?
A lot
in that deal. I know, it's crazy, but I was going to ask you though. So when you were, I coached in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was a coach for the Argonauts. What was your record when you were there? Did you guys make any playoffs or anything?
Yeah, we went to the playoffs. I think we lost the first round, I think, that year.
Who was that? Montreal beat y'all?
I think, not Montreal, Winnipeg.
Oh, Winnipeg. Okay. Yeah. Even worse. Okay. Yeah. But
yeah, that's Winnipeg won the championship like 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. And it, yeah. So the thing about it was the one thing I was going to talk to you about is the CFL is a great experience. So, I mean, getting it, because there were like eight teams, I think, when I was there, and just seeing all of Canada, which is mm-hmm. really cool. Especially like when you go out to BC and you're out on the West Coast. Right. And then you're in Montreal. That's like being in France. And when you're in Ottawa, that's like being in London. And Toronto's like being in New York.
Kind of New York, yeah.
Yeah. So you get, you know, there's 35 million people live in Canada. That's it. Mm-hmm. 16 million of them live in Toronto.
Toronto, yeah.
Which is unbelievable. Talk about a great city, though. I mean, the food.
Yeah, Toronto is a great city.
Great city. Just a lot of people. A lot of people. But it's a great opportunity for a young man to get to do that. And then you had your taste in the NFL. You had your time in the NFL course. And mm-hmm. that's what we're trying to build here is that NFL experience, you know, where you guys get treated like professional football players and the expectations, which are self-inflicted, is, you know, we have two goals. Go undefeated, win a championship. That's it. There isn't any other goals. Like, that's our goal. And, these are the guys that are going to do it. And we talked about character, guys. This is your guy right here, too. This is the poster child for character. And so my hope and my dream is to have guys like this let that permeate through the entire team and mm-hmm. And our staff and our fans where they fall in love with him like I have, not only as a football player, but as a person. So. Yeah, great stuff.
Like you said, Coach, it's character first, and you bring in character guys that are good at playing football.
Right.
And that's the formula.
Not the other way around.
Right. The formula is not complicated. Executing the formula.
But you know what's funny? It's not complicated, but no one will use it because I'm smarter than that. Oh, I'm smarter than that. I'll bring in great football players, and I'll make them good people. Yeah, good luck with that. You've been on teams like that, right? And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's like the fallacy of the woman that marries a bad guy. I'll change him.
Right.
Or you think, this one guy, this one character, he's not going to upset the whole team. It's just one player in the locker room.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
Yeah, it takes exactly one player.
Well, what's my thing? Yeah. Lou Holtz said, how do you motivate an unmotivated football player? You cut him.
That's definitely how you can motivate somebody.
You want to motivate him? Throw him out the door. He'll get motivated quick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Naquan, if I'm not mistaken, you won a title, an all NAL title last year?
Yes. And the year before my rookie season also.
Uh-huh. You want to tell our audience, because like I say, our audience does not know, hasn't necessarily been paying a lot of us. Haven't been paying attention here in San Antonio. It's a city of 2 million. And, when we get 1% of the audience into the Freeman Coliseum, that can't happen because there's not enough room. So tell us about those accomplishments real quick.
I mean, my first year in Jacksonville, it was an amazing time there with Coach. Coach Burley. Yeah, Coach Burley.
Cy Burley.
Yeah. Okay. Coach Burley's a good dude. He taught me a lot, you know. I had a great time with him.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, but that was a long season. And if we would have had Rookie of the Year that year, I think I would have won Rookie of the Year in the NAL. But My first year, they took it away somehow, some way. I was like, wow. But my second year in Carolina was with Coach Fuller. That's my guy. That's another reason why I came to San Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I had an amazing time up there with him, with Malik Henry at quarterback, who had an amazing season. Shout out to Malik. And, you know, we had a lot of battles on our team. Went to the championship. We fell short, but still played hard, gave it our all. And shout out to Zach Brown. That's my boy. Love playing with that guy. But, yeah, those were my first two seasons. And they went pretty good. But this year, I'm coming back stronger, faster, and trying to do what I do best and score touchdowns.
There you go. So how are you preparing for this, for camp?
Oh, I have to work out every day. I don't know how to stop working out. I got a gym in my garage. I got a personal trainer. I hit the field 3 times a week. I play flag football for cardio to stay in shape. You know, I do it all. I play basketball from time to time. And who said that was the best basketball player on the team? Was that Battle?
Yep. I told him he's strong. See, now I'm worried. I might take the basketball hoop down now.
I may have to bring cameras down to the basketball court.
Stop
it.
I call more than one sport.
Yeah,
right?
And you ain't calling that one because the smack talk is going to be so loud that they're going to shut the highway down. Okay? So I can already see it now. Oh, Lord.
What else down on that court?
Yeah. What else you have?
Well, we talked about camp preparation, and we didn't talk about expectations.
Mm-hmm.
What are your expectations coming here to San Antonio?
I'm coming to win a championship, first and foremost. Coming to meet some new brothers, my teammates, good friends, you know, and just have a good time. And while we're having a good time, we're winning at the same time, you know. So those are my goals, coming to be successful.
There you go.
And tell us something about yourself that nobody knows.
I'm the best bowler on the team.
Bowler?
Bowler?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whenever y'all want to go to the bowling alley, let me know.
Here for the bowlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Love for the bowlers. Yeah.
Well, we're definitely going to have days where we go bowling. So that's always a great team bonding.
Jack, and maybe Jordan can make jackets and shirts.
Oh, God. No, stop. Poor guy. We'll do a trophy. Usually what I do is I have
it. Hey, ZB.
Everyone's on their lanes. They bowl three games, right?
Yeah.
And then I take the three high scores.
Yeah.
And then I have them do a bowl off, and I put up $100 or something and let them bowl for it.
Ooh, competition.
And it gets
fun. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have fun with that. So,
yeah, bowling's lighting up the comments.
I like bowling because you can eat French fries when you're bowling.
Jordan Steubing throwing down and saying, I'll bowl all y'all. But that's after he said just a moment ago that we might want to stick to air hockey coach.
Well, right now we have basketball court, we have that cornhole area, and we have an outdoor pool table. So,
that's nice.
Oh, and then in the players' lounge, there's a game system, so you guys can
play
Madden or something.
Madden, whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah, so you guys got plenty of reason to hang out at the facility. Yeah. And, you know, the reason I did that is, let's say you got to get treatment, but you're riding with somebody else, right? Well, they can go play a game, you know, do whatever, hang out for 20 minutes so you get your treatment, and then y'all can go, right? Because the one thing I always saw is guys having to hang out and then find rides after treatment or do this or do that. And this way, we want to be there. And I want you guys to want to be there. So, it's your house.
That's how you do it, Coach.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
All right. Well, listen, you want to give a shout out to anybody before we go?
Shout out to Gunslinger Nation.
There you go.
Coach Manaz. Thank you for the opportunity. You. And I'm ready to tear it up.
All right,
Let's
buddy.
Let's go.
Couple weeks, man. We'll see you down here. All right? Stay blessed.
Okay. You too,
All right, pal. Talk to you
see
soon.
You guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nyquan Murray joining us on Branded.
You talk about hitting a home run.
Oh, like yeah. I said, it's like when that name came across
the
wire.
So did you ever play ball before? Yeah, I was in the NFL. I won championships.
Yeah,
he's all right.
Yeah,
we'll let him stay, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I think he'll pay
out. Let me put it to you this way. He's one of the guys that I'm already making, like, his jersey, his game jersey, you know. And I know some guys don't like hearing that, but he's earned that. You know, there's guys that come in on what they've accomplished that earned the right to be here. And as a player, as a person, all that. Now, circumstance could change, you know, in the sense that a player could do something foolish between now and then and lose that opportunity, but he's not one of them. And excited to see him. Excited to get him here.
I'm
tired of hugging these guys after I beat them.
Well,
now we get to hug them because we won.
Yeah, hug them because you won. Congratulate them in the locker room.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good thing.
Are we going to rules next?
Yeah, we're going to go to rules, and in the desire to educate our fan base as much as possible, we're going to continue our survey of the offense. What I'm going to pull up here is the actual graphic shown to the IFL official showing the offense spacing. We talked about this last week, that the guard-to-guard position needs to be 5 yards wide, and that there is a space outside the guard 3 yards on both sides that you cannot have a stationary wide receiver.
Right. And that's to prevent injuries on down blocking. You know, and the other thing is, it's also, you don't want to have an opportunity to have an unbalanced line, so to speak.
Right.
So, you know, the way this lays out right now is pretty much what we talked about last week, as far as that goes. And the stationary receivers can go into that area, and they can be, as long as they're outside. And you brought up an interesting fact that we'll show when we show the video.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in just a moment. Just going through, despite the 3 yards for the stationary receiver, mm-hmm. a wide receiver can come in motion through that space.
And as long as he's flowing through.
Yeah, is not an illegal formation. He cannot right. stop at the line because that's called freeze motion, but that is a discussion for another day. Now, taking a look at what can happen with the center position snapping the ball on the left-hand side of the screen, you see the center can directly snap to either the quarterback, which is normal, or to the running back in the spot there. You wanted to comment on that? That wasn't the one you wanted to comment on.
No.
Is the other formation, and one of the really, really good teams, the Rattlers out of Arizona, use this formation a lot. They'll bring their running back up very, very close to the line in the gap, but they can only go so far.
Well, there's a reason you do that. And first of all, so far means that the line judge has to be able to look down the line and see air. He can't see an overlap of the player, you know, the running back in being shaded by a guard or the center. The interesting thing about when you put your – can I use this since we bought this new toy?
We bought a brand new toy, folks.
Okay, so the interesting thing –
whoops, wrong button.
Oh, God, Ralph. Today? Really?
Yes, today, now. Okay. Today now.
Okay.
Right, let's bring this back over here. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. So the interesting thing is we'll use a formation like this for slide protection. Okay. So there'll be instances where we'll slide the line one way or the other. But let's say the Mac linebacker is here. Okay. In this area here. And he's going to come up. He's going to breach him right at the line of scrimmage. That's one option for you. The problem is then when he has that situation and he's in there, if he goes out or if this guy comes down to take on the mic or the linebacker, let's say, he can kick out and take the end as well, okay? There's different variations you can do with the blocking scheme is what I'm getting at. So all of these are good. The only problem is when he's here, he's not getting a handoff. So that tell's gone. You already know you don't have to worry about a handoff by him, okay? He's in strictly either blocking position or a route position, where he's going to go on the route. So you take away the immediate handoff. So now this becomes your key here. Your quarterback is going to become your key. So again, super easy stuff to figure out. Not very complicated. The other thing is, this never happens in this position.
By this, he's coaches.
Well, the center's ass is too big to get the ball over there. Yeah.
So this is never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Okay.
Because you'd actually have to snap through your thigh to get that to work. Okay. And if it does, it's an anomaly, or the guy has a relatively small ass. Okay. So.
Therefore, it's not your center.
Right. You're not going to, you know, this is where you're worried about your read option in with these two. Okay. So he's going to come here. Quarterback's going to read the end. You know, if this end comes up and he wants to try to make a player comes down the line, quarterback's going to go. Okay. Quarterback's going to take off. So in those scenarios there, on the read options. And that's primarily what you're looking at when you see that formation as a read option. Type scenario. This, he's primarily blocker or a receiver. Here, he's primarily a read option running back.
Okay, that's ready to take a look at the play?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll cue up this play. This is Northern Arizona at the Arizona Rattlers. They set up for a pass play here, and you can see the offensive formation of three down linemen at the line. And off to the far right of the screen, there is a receiver set on the line.
So let's talk about your receiving. Okay, so this official right here, he's pretty much designating that box we talked about, the three-yard area, right, where the receiver, if he was stationary, he's giving you the boundary. He's saying that's 3 yards right there, essentially. Okay, disregard this. But he's basically saying that's where if you brought in a receiver, you could put them probably like right there. Okay. That's about 3 yards. And that official is the one giving you that designation there. Okay. So makes a little bit more sense. Okay. Go ahead.
And we have to have a receiver on the far outside. You can barely see him on the edge of the screen. One other receiver. You have to have four men on the line of scrimmage at the snap. Otherwise that's an illegal formation as well.
Yeah, but that's football.
That's football.
Right. Yeah. Okay,
so we will creep this play closer.
Right.
Let's speed it up here so we get to the action.
Okay, so a couple things happen here. I'll let you run through it a little bit more. Okay, so this receiver and this receiver are going to converge somewhere around the middle of the field. We'll say like right in this area here. This receiver here is going to utilize... To a certain degree, he's going to utilize this official, and he's going to brush through him, and this receiver is going to come this way. So I'll let you run that through so we have an idea. Okay, stop it. This official gets butthurt feelings because he feels like this guy was rubbing him. And they do – it's a late pick is what it is. They messed up their pick. But go ahead and run it a little bit further. Okay, so now – he breaks for him. He's lost. He has no idea what he's doing. Watch this guy here. Go ahead.
You also saw the flag got thrown as well.
Flag got thrown, okay, yep. But it gets picked up, right, later on. But go ahead. Look at this guy. Ain't nobody with him, and he throws here. Okay, so go back again. If you would, and we'll run the whole play through one time, and then we'll go back to it one more time. Go ahead, run it through. Quasi pick, flag thrown, wide open, touchdown, right?
I mean, the receiver on the left, yes, it was touchdown. They picked up the flag. That receiver on the left is so wide open. There was no one within like 15 yards.
He knew where he was going to go with the ball, though. So now they pick up the flag and they leave it a touchdown, right? Which I guess you could because, again, going back, we want to talk about the rules here. So anyway, real quick, legal running through the three. He's outside the three, so he's fine, right? But he's inside the three, but he's running through. So he's perfectly legal, and that's one of the rules that we talked about on there. Okay. If you look at the line again, it here is the boundaries in which the offensive line plays. And again, there would be the receiving three yard.
There's two important parts to the alley. As long as the ball stays inside the alley, certain things cannot happen with a defensive line. They cannot twist, et cetera. That's why we're concerned about the alley and the width of guard to guard on this.
Right. So if the quarterback's out here,
all rules off.
Okay. And this guy's chasing him here. Let's say this guy's chasing him here and this guy ends up coming across, or they wrap in some fashion, or he comes here and he ends up coming here, but the quarterback's over here, doesn't matter. Doesn't apply as long as he's out of the box, but he has to be well out of the box before that to happen. If these two run a game here, right, where they twist these, let's say these two, that's illegal. Cannot happen. Right. I got to use this pen thing here to erase, I guess.
Or it may have crashed on us, which is unfortunate.
All right. Well, it did. But so the thing about it is he can come this way. He can choose to follow him, which is perfectly legal. Okay. He can come this way, and which is perfectly legal. Again, this guy right here, sorry about all the squiggly lines, but this Mac linebacker right here, right, in most cases doesn't move until he sees the reaction or designates what this guy's going to do, okay? And a lot of these quarterbacks, a lot of these quarterbacks are running quarterbacks in this league. So you better not just be running into a fullback. But here you see you got an empty backfield, so you pretty much know – again, if you're going to send the Mac, now's a good time to send them. There's nobody there to block them.
Michael Wayne Davis asking one more time, what is the alley? Just quickly throwing up the screen. Michael Wayne Davis, that red border 5-5 on the edge here outside the guard going straight back. That is the alley that we speak of.
Like we talked about, it's from basically here and here. Would be a good indicator, just something like that. Yep. It's actually, and so when the quarterback gets out of the pocket and he's here, as long as he throws the ball past the line of scrimmage, just like in the NFL, that's fine if he needs to get rid of the ball. If he's in the box and he does that, then it's going to be a penalty. So those are little nuances of it, right? Now, coincidentally, we have an alley here, and then when we get into defense next week, we'll talk about the belt.
Yes.
Okay. Which is where the boundaries are for the linebackers and so on. So we'll get into that next week when we start talking about the fun stuff, which is defense.
Again, according to Coach, because he's a defense guy. Yeah. That would be why.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad we got through that rule segment and happy to bring it to you. And the Telestrator didn't actually crap out on me. I'm very, very, very happy for that. First use of the Telestrator, or first use of a Telestrator on probably the first one on an indoor coaches show. So happy with, I don't know, who knows?
Who knows?
Well, that'll do it for the third quarter. We will be back with our fourth coming up. When we return, you are watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas. Right back in a moment, folks.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72. Plus, get no interest and no payment for 12 months. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
down, down.
To Matenga's Pizzeria for the start of the fourth quarter. Looks like some people are heading for the exits early, so let's not show that anymore. Wow.
Well, it's cold out, man. People want to get it home, is. Get tucked in, and take care of themselves, and we're running long as usual.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're really late again. The day we get out of here on time, I'll just faint.
We'll ring the bell. And we did have some real positive feedback, Coach, about the
it's going to get better. We're going to get you some – once we can start talking about, like, post-game plays and the stuff.
Oh, it's really going to be so good when we actually get our plays.
You can see, okay, here's, you know, here's Murray going out. Yeah. DJ doing the crossing route.
And why did he get so open? Yeah. And what was the time? Yeah, it's going to be fun diagramming that. But feedback, we got Mark.
Rules are like having dinner with your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Mark Yamaguchi saying, so well presented. Thanks much for having this segment, as it is so helpful. Brands. Michael Wayne Davis here in attendance says, no one else is doing this.
Well, we don't know that, but we're going to do it. So yeah. What? We don't care what everyone else is doing. We're going to do what we do. So,
all right. Well, it is the fourth quarter, and traditionally in our fourth quarter, we have at least a couple things that we do. And one of those is the trivia segment. And this trivia segment has been done before, but not here.
Right.
Not here.
And we've added one since then.
And, oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
So every year I do a coach's trivia, right, on the show. So here's the coach's trivia. And this is only applicable to people watching us live stream.
Okay, so anyone who's here in attendance can't win.
They cannot win. They've had their chance to win. This is for people at home because we mail it to you. Okay, and Winston?
Hey, Winston.
We're going to give
something away here.
This is to the fans
at
home.
To the fans for the trivia? We're going to win. You're going to win this. You're going to win your very own San Antonio gun. See, it sounds good.
And then we're doing the...
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Here's the question. You hear me say it after every show. What are the three names of my grandchildren? That's it.
So waiting for that answer in the commentary.
First one in the commentary that gets it. So what do we got while we're waiting?
No, Weston is not the answer.
Weston is my grandchild.
Yeah, it's Jordan. It's not Weston. Yes, it's Weston in the camera. It's the camera, but not one of Coach Manasseh's grandchildren. Now the question is,
is that one mine? You didn't give away mine yet, did you?
No, there's another one there.
All right,
we got you, Coach. Now your wife is also eligible then.
No, she's not.
Okay, so family members.
Why did she try to get in this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just saying, she's not here in attendance this week.
Okay. No.
Yeah, we miss you, Susan. We really do. So while we're waiting for those answers to come in, and if they're really, really smart, I'll give you a hint.
Oh,
folks.
Don't. No, you're not. Go ahead. Let's just keep going.
Well, I wasn't going to tell them any names.
I know what you were going to do.
Okay.
You're going to say, well, you can always go back and watch. Go ahead. No,
you're not wrong.
Yes.
You're not wrong, Coach.
You're so transparent. Okay. Go ahead. Let's move on.
Well, I don't want to be opaque or obtuse. So. Burn of the Saddle segment while we're waiting. And no, it's not Texas Pete, Mo, Larry, and Curly. That is not the name of coach's grandkids.
But if I get that fishing trip, I may consider him a grandchild.
Now, Jim Renier is guessing here.
Okay.
No, it's not Mo.
All right.
Okay. So the burr underneath the coach's saddle.
I have two.
You have two this week.
One is the start of our show. That was bad. We don't want to do that. We apologize. We're better than that.
I'm going to take notes on that.
No, it's not you. It's us. And we're better than that. That bugs me. The second thing is, I'm really sad about Saban. I can't get that out of my head. Just such a great coach, and I'm going to miss a lot of knowledge that he poured out, not only to his team, but publicly and in his seminars and his other stuff that he did with the team. Going to miss him. Yeah, that's it.
So our two birds under the saddle. I do believe we have a winner. You'll have to proof the winner on screen.
What is it? Where?
Jay Washington says Liliana, Eli, and Mila.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Who is that?
That's
Joy?
Jay Washington.
Is that Jay or Joy?
Jay Washington. Jay Washington is out of Austin, and he's kind of a little bit of a super fan.
Oh, good.
He was the gentleman. Now,
did you get that?
He is racking up the prizes. Jay Washington, our winner tonight, because Jay is the guy who Matt was going to offer a pizza to if he came to the show.
Oh.
And we're trying to get Jay to come down, make the trip down I-35.
Well, he won a show him what he won there, Sparky. Look at him. Is that pathetic? I mean,
no,
seriously.
he's just so focused. Jay Washington is our
he
winner.
He just
tonight.
Won.
Oh, Jay Washington, yeah.
In the camera show.
Yeah, to the camera again. There you go. That's for you, Jay. That's for you. Now, and the funny thing is, Jay actually had a.
We're screaming at you.
Yeah. Now that did it. The pizza wasn't enough, but Jay Washington says he'll make the trip for the cowbell.
Oh, he'll come up for the cowbell. We don't have to mail it.
Is that what you're saying, Jay? That you're gonna come down here just to pick up the cowbell? And
well, you can come down to get the cowbell. We'll get him a pizza.
Yeah,
we'll throw a pizza in with that.
Right,
too.
And he already won a pizza. Matt offered him a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
If he would come down as well, yes, and the pizza. That's actually correct. Absolutely correct, Jay. Definitely. Jay actually had something to do with a discussion about cowbells. When the Gunslingers started going in the cowbell direction, I think that was 2 years ago. We started the cowbells. Now, Jordan would have more detail on history, but Jay was the one arguing for the larger cowbell
El
Grande. Ah. That gives me a chance to fill that. Yeah, it was. No, that's fine, but it gets us. Yes. Yes. Oh, he's gone. You missed. There's a new dessert we're going to get to introduce, and you're absolutely going to love. Not dessert. What'd you get? Tell them. Oh, nothing.
That's all.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're back. I guess that'll do it for the fourth quarter, and
yep.
We will come back and wrap this up. A little behind the times, but that'll do it for the game. We come back. We'll declare. Yeah, Jay had the giant cowbell. Yes. Yes, Leonard Halpert. It was ginormous and loud, Leonard Lama says. And it was last year. Jordan is filling me in the history. Well, let's wrap this one up. No more cowbell tonight. More cowbell, but not tonight. You're watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matanga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas roll. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had the name of pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matanga's near you.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
And welcome back to our game over Gunslingers win meet and greet. Jay Washington asking if you should bring the big ginormous cowbell when you come down. Absolutely, Jay. Bring the cowbell. Give us ideas. Bring the ginormous loud cowbell down here when you come down.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, this is the point in the show that I'm legally obligated, according to the Internet Bible, to, and it would void our extended warranty.
If anyone's still awake.
If we do not remind you to like, comment, and subscribe, because that's what we do on the Internet. Our next show is coming up on the 24th of January. That's next Wednesday. And so that is going to do it.
Hey,
and
when is he coming down from Austin? Does he know? What show?
Jay, what time Jay's coming down?
What's the date Jay's coming down?
I'm not sure. He hasn't told us the date. He just says that he's going to be coming down.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So the next show, January 2024th.
Okay. Oh, you're getting me ready?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're live.
Miss Susan, I love you. Miss you. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, it's time to go to bed. Good night.
This has been branded for January 17th, recorded live from Matanga's Pizzeria. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody. Thank you.